Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim haba. And we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Aleph Seif Dalet. Siman Kuf Aleph Seif Dalet. Yachal lehispalel b'chol lashon sheyirtzeh. You could daven in any language you want. You could daven in Swahili, in Japanese, in Chinese, or in a dialect of any of the above languages. Vahani mili b'tzibra. That's when you're davening with the tzibra. Al b'yachid lo yispalel b'lashon hakodesh. You're davening by yourself, only in Hebrew. V'yeshoimrim, dahani mili k'sheshal tzrachav. Some say that's only when you make personal requests. K'gan shespalel al chayla. You're davening for someone who is ill. Ay al shum tzar sheyesh lo b'beisay or any other distress. Aval tefila k'vul atzibor, but a set tefila. Even an individual could say it in any language. So the first opinion holds that you could daven in any language that's only betzibor, but not an individual. And the second opinion holds that even an individual could say it in any language. So in other words, the first opinion holds you could daven in any language, betzibor, but an individual can only daven in Lashon Kodesh. The second opinion, who is the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, they hold this restriction of b'yachid lo yisvala b'lashon hakodesh is only when you're asking for your needs, but the regular tefillah hakfuah betzibor. Even an individual could say it in any language. So the regular Shemayna Esrei or the regular Brachos, even an individual would be able to say it in any language. The Yeshayimrim, the Af Yachid Kisheshayel Tzrachav. There is a third opinion, which is the Rush, that even an individual, when he's asking for his needs, Yachal Lishol B'Chalash and Sheyirtzeh could ask in any language, Chutz Milashain Arami, except for Aramaic. So the first opinion holds that you could daven in any language. The only restriction is an individual. Individual always has to daven in Lashon Kodesh. Second opinion holds no. The restriction on an individual is only when he's davening for his needs. But if he's davening the regular tefillah, even he could daven in any language. And the third opinion is there are no restrictions. Even an individual who's asking for his needs, he could daven in any language. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol lashon. Nevertheless, a mitzvah min amuvcher hu davka l'shon kodesh. The ideal is to daven in the holy tongue. V'ayin b'simen samach beis sif beis v'mishnah brura sham. That the same thing would apply to benching, kiddush, berachas hamitzvahs, and halal. Mashi kusad v'shem achorim b'zav. V'gam ayin b'tshuvas chasam soifer archaim simen pei dalet u'pei bav. Sheherech b'kamarayis. D'mashi etu l'sval v'chol lashon hainu davka ba'akroi. The din that you can daven in any language is only upon occasion. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that the din that you can daven b'chol lashon is if you daven the regular tefillah, but to make up your own tefillah, it is aser. So those people, let's say they only know English, and they're learning Lashon Kodesh, they should daven in English, in a translation that was written by Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Likewise, Rabbi Yoshev says that people from the former Soviet Union, so they should start off davening in Russian until they can learn Lashon Kodesh. Aval, okay. So the Chasam Sofer says, to daven in a different language is only occasionally. Aval l'kbaya b'kfiyas tamidas u'lahamid shliach tzibor u'lashgiach Lashon Kodesh l'gamri, but to establish a set tefillah and to make a chazan to daven, blessed are you, Hashem. You know, in the regular nusach to have it, blessed are you, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. You can't do that. Ze'i'ef shebishamayfen. You can't do that under any circumstance. Even though in Siman Nun Hei Sif Katan Aleph, if no one in the Tzibur knows Lashon HaKodesh, you could have a shatz Say it in English, that's only by crying. Ein sham. Ve'oid machmas kamo kamo tomim nechoichem haricho kol ga'oinei hazman. Also, because of many, many important reasons, the ga'oinim of the time spoke at length. B'sefer divrei habris. In the book divrei habris, v'skimu she'isr gamar hulasus kain. That it's usher to do this. In fact, the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Masechta Soita, even if it would be a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to daven in German, the Chachomim could be ma'akaret l'migdar milsa. Certainly, there is no such mitzvah. Anyway, obviously, this is talking about back in the day when they wanted to change the nusach of davening to the vernacular, because their intention was this was a form of akiras hadas ulafuki mikitos chadoshes and esparatz mi'chutz l'medina b'zeh. To counteract the new groups that have brazenly come forth, ve'atikos kol nusach hatfilo shayna amim, and translated it into the vernacular, va'aver goras aver shadilgul habrachos kibbutz goliyos, they skipped the bracha of gathering in the exiles, uberchas v'shalayim ircha, as it is known that the reform did not believe in the ultimate return to Tzion, uchshem shorez malashkech zichron Yerushalayim, just like they want us to forget the memory of Jerusalem, Cain wrote Mashkech Lashon HaKadosh Yisrael. They likewise want us to forget the Holy Tongue. Pen Yigalu Bezchush Loishinu Es L'Shainam. Their hidden kavana is lest we be redeemed in the merit of not changing our language. HaKadosh Baruch Yishmarenu Medeas Abikarsus Ka'elu. God should guard us from these falsifiers. But by the way, you always have to know the reason. Bezman Hazeh, it's Mamish Lahepach. Anyone who's translating, nobody's trying to uproot in normal situations. They're people who they never had a Jewish education and they want to daven. So for them, until they are able to learn, they would be allowed to daven in English, let's say, v'ayin b'ber halacha. Fine. The Ber Halacha brings to the Magen Avraham in the name of the Sefer Chassidim that it's better to daven in a language you understand if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. It's Muchach B'Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tavkov Peches, that's Dafka if it's translated by Yirei Shamayim and you want to do it to daven B'Kavana. But otherwise, it's better to daven in Lashon Kodesh. The reason is because Lashon Kodesh has skulois, rabbis. It's the Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to his Nevi'im, like the Ramban says in Kisisa. And Chazal say, Hashem created the world b'lashon kodesh, like it says, L'zois yikarei isha kimei ish lukach hazois. And when Anshin Gazel established the Tefillah, there were 120 sages, and they counted for each bracha the words and the combinations of the letters with many secrets. And when we say it in the Lashon as it is given, even though we don't know how to have kavana, but our Tefillah goes kahigen because the words themselves are poyel and their kedusha. Therefore, Dr. Pinchas, the Nefesh HaChaim, writes that a very powerful way of davening is kavana is really secondary because the words themselves are injected with nuclear spiritual energy. So it is a special school, and Nefesh HaChaim says, just to focus on unleashing the words. Mashal mahadavar daima. Imagine a guy is about to press the button on an atom bomb. Does he have to say, "Oh, I'm gonna unleash an atom bomb"? Ooh, let me focus my kavana in an imuchan, pal. Just press the button. The bomb will do what it needs to do. Your kavana is not adding any power to the word to the bomb. So too with the words of the tefillah. Just focus on. Nefesh HaChaim says, picture the words in your mind and focus on unleashing the word. Kavanas perish hamilois is almost secondary to the word itself. Now, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, there's a din, you need to be mechaving to the meaning of the word. But in terms of what the word accomplishes, your kavana is not being moisef koyach. The word itself is infused. Okay. In any event, let's continue. So you could say in any language you want here. It's a Bahusha Yavanoisa Lashna Buria. Now, here's my question. Let's say it comes to slichais. Between me and you have no idea what the slicha is talking about. Don't make believe yet. Yeah? Tell me if you want to take a test on it now. Okay? Should you say it in English?
You daven with a shlichus that has the parish on the side. You can keep see what's going on. Why is it either in English
So now
or
they're ganging up.
Hebrew?
Now not only Mendy, but Rabbi
Interesting.
Yaakov also says you have to use interlinear slichas. Okay.
Got a commission from Art Scroll.
I don't get anything on the slichas. Halavai should get something for, you're just for my books, But do you let's say like this. Should you daven slichas in English?
Is it considered betibur, or is it considered biyach when?
You're davening with Sibor, right? So even according to the first opinion, you would be able to daven in English.
We're learning a Hilchos
Shmoneh
True.
Esrei now.
So kosher cane for slichais.
Sliachas don't have that magic nuclear ingredients.
Sure they do.
You're saying
Ayin
Hashem
b'magen
Hashem.
Avram, that when the Kaliar composed the Piyutim, his soul went up to heaven, and the Malachim showed him the formula of how to compose, and the words themselves carry. So l'chayra kosher kein, you should say it in English. Or what I'm really getting at as kosher kein is you better know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you're better off saying it in English. If you're just rattling off a slicha at rapid fire, and by the end of the slicha, you don't even know the subject matter of the slicha. Well, no, oh, akedah. Yeah, it said on the top of the thing, akedah. But when it says shlishliya or shulamis, and that's the format, and you at the end of it, you couldn't even tell me what the subject matter was, then you really should have said it in English. And if you don't want to say it in English, then say like a third of it and know what you're talking about rather than saying the whole thing and not know what you're talking about. As we saw in the very beginning of Chelak here, let's go back for a moment. I want to turn your attention to Simen Aleph. Se'if Dalet, Toiv Ma'at Tachanunim Bekavana Meharbois Beloi Kavana. So let's say you have a choice. You could say all the slichos and not know what you're talking about, or you could say one slicha slowly, and every time the chazan gets up to Hashem Hashem, you pause and answer. Avada, you need to do that. That's what you need to do. Toiv ma'ad be tachnuna bekavana meharbe beloi kavana. I'm not saying you need to know the exact precise taich of every single word, and if you have a difficult word, now you're going to go take out a dictionary for 17 minutes of slichais, but to know the basic meaning of the sentences of the slicha, l'chaira, you need to do that, and that's better than saying all of them. Okay, weiter.
That doesn't contradict that you said the Kavanah is only secondary.
That is by Shmoneh Esrei. By Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say the whole thing. We don't apply the rule, Toiv ma'at be'kavana, meharbe b'loi kavana by Shmoneh Esrei. We wouldn't say, it's better to say two brachas of Shmoneh Esrei with kavana than 19 brachas without kavana. No, we would say it's better to say 19 brachas without kavana than two brachas with kavana. By Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have a choice. By Brachas Krishma, you don't have a choice. By Psukei Dezimra, not sure. Not sure.
Is
You
it because
also
it's
have to say the whole
tachanunim?
thing.
Is it because the Mechaber's Lashon was tachanunim, and these are not the Esrei and Brachas Krishma are not tachanunim?
For sure.
And that I mean that's the only chiluk, because
Also,
otherwise, how would you apply it?
because Shmoneh Esrei, you're halachically obligated to say the whole thing. By Brachas Krishma, you have to say the whole thing. You don't have. There's no chiyuv. I mean, you need to say slichos, and you need to say as many as you can. But slichos is begadar tachanunim. That's for sure. Yeah, or forever hold your peace. Okay, sif yadalid. In Lashon Kodesh, you yoytze even if you don't understand. Fine. Ela b'lashon kodesh. If you shame malach yeshes neskakin l'lashon aramis. And Sif, this is going on. Only Bitsibur, you could daven any language you want, but Biyachid, you should only daven Lashon Kodesh. Why? Because Malachi Hashareis are not responsible to Aramaic. Well, then Shalashonis. They don't get involved in English. Chutz Milashon HaKodesh. So basically, when you daven on your own and you need someone to send up the tefillah, then you need to daven in Lashon Kodesh because the Malachim don't even know what you're talking about if you don't say it in Lashon Kodesh. Avot Sibur ein Srichen Melitz. It's Sibur does not need a someone, an advocate. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mekabel. So the first day of holds, you could daven in any language, provided that God is there directly. But if you need Malachim, you can't. And some say that that's only when you're being shoyl tzracha. For example, ala choyla ratzalayim ha shaloi, not in his presence. The second opinion holds when you're davening for a choyla, it has to be in Lashon Kodesh, but that's only if he's not present. Avo b'fanav, if he's present, shel choyla mutar b'chol lashon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu matzoi sham. We know God is found in the presence of a choyla, so in the presence of a choyla, you could daven in English. I want to tell you another important chiddush. You drove an hour to visit somebody. You schmoozed with him for 3 hours. You gave him a cake. You swept the floor. You left. Which mitzvah did you not do? Bikur Cholam. Because you forgot to daven for him. Davening for the Cholam is part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. So before you leave, you should make sure you daven for the Cholam. And when you do, you could do it in any language because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So tefillah is one of the required parts of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. Hakavua, the kivan shatfila kvula tzibor. The second opinion holds that since the tefillah is established for the tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai hoineila, God Himself turns to it. Afilu shloi bizman shatzibor mispalin, even when there is no tzibor. In other words, the second day holds that even though there's no Tzibur there, and I'm davening in the corner of my living room. But since I'm saying the regular tefillah, Hashem Himself turns to it, even if it's a time that the tzibur is not davening. And the third opinion holds, even a yachid could ask in any language he wants. The sfira luhud ha-malachim akim b'chalashan. The third opinion holds that the malachim took Rosetta Stone, and they took Duolingo. And they learned all the different languages. Iraq she'in iskakin la'aramis. But they don't know Aramaic, as it's right. They haven't invented Rosetta Stone. There's no Aramaic on it. There's no Duolingo Aramaic. So they don't know it. But that's not the real reason. It's because Shemaguna be'ineyam, that's disgusting to them, because Aramaic is considered corrupted Hebrew. Therefore, women are allowed to daven in any language. By the way, to me, it sounds like this is a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is passing like the third daya. Because of this third daya, that you're allowed to daven in any language, women daven in any language. So women, traditionally, they would daven in Yiddish. Arami. Uvitzibur mutter aflosh arami. In Bitzibur, even Aramaic is mutter. Uvitzeh osi shaper. Ma'ada oimrim yikomporkon ubrichshamei Bitzibur. Therefore, it comes out good that which we say, yikomporkon and brichshamei Bitzibur. Accordingly, if you daven in your own house, ain yachaloi marshum yikum porkan, you're not allowed to daven any yikum porkan. V'chein muchach ba'ar zeruah agado b'hilcha Shabbos. So if you're davening in your house, you're not allowed to say even one yikum porkan. Now, what if you're davening with the tzibur and you're lagging behind? And while they said two yikum porkans, you said one yikum porkan. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you could say it even afterwards. You could even say the bakashos at the end of the slichos after the tzibur finished saying them, like machay umasay. Ah, you're not allowed to say them biyachidus. That's another important halacha. If you're davening slichos biyachidus, you got to skip the Aramaic parts.
I was having a shayla about saying to Gavna in a Ashkenaz minyan.
Saying Kegavna and Ashkenaz Minyan. But when are you going to say about Mem Adlikin?
Learn it after the Shabbos Suda.
What? You learn after Shabbos Suda. Are you allowed to say kagavna in Ashkenaz minyan?
And I'm an Ashkenaz minyan. The truth is that there's probably a huge there's probably a minyan of people saying kagavna also. So, but I always wondered about saying, am I saying gebiyachid? This is it a problem?
From what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, it's not a conclusive because maybe what he's saying is that once the tzibur is allowed to say it, even if you're not mamish up to it, since the tzibur said it already, you could continue to say it.
Why does our scroll let you say the first Yom Kippur if you're davening b'yachid?
I think all siddurim say that, not just the old school. All siddurim.
No, I know,
I don't
I
know.
know.
I don't know. The Dersha
It's a
brings from
favorite
the
in our scroll.
Haratzvi that the minute those who are noik to say the first Yom Kippur can be yechidus are wrong. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "V'chein muchach ba'ar zeruah agadah b'hilchos Shabbos siman nun." And according to this, it gives pshat in a joke, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But if you want to hear it, you can hang on 1 second. Okay, Rabbi, say have a good day.